Tales from the Nursery. Narration, Katie Haig. Sound, Frédéric Cormier. The Fox and the Cat. It happened once that the cat met Mr. Fox in the wood, and because she thought he was clever and experienced in all the ways of the world, she addressed him in a friendly manner. "Good morning, dear Mr. Fox. How are you, and how do you get along in these hard times?" The fox, full of pride, looked at the cat from head to foot for some time, hardly knowing whether he would deign to answer or not. At last he said, "Oh, you poor whisker wiper, you silly piebald, you starveling mouse hunter, what has come into your head? How dare you ask me how I am getting on? What sort of education have you had? How many arts are you master of?" "Only one," said the cat meekly. "And what might that one be?" asked the fox. "When the dogs run after me, I can jump into a tree and save myself." "Is that all?" said the fox. "I am master of 100 arts, and I have a sackful of cunning tricks in addition. But I pity you. Come with me, and I will teach you how to escape from the dogs." Just then, a huntsman came along with 4 hounds. The cat sprang trembling into a tree and crept stealthily up to the topmost branch, where she was entirely hidden by twigs and leaves. "Open your sack, Mr. Fox, open your sack," cried the cat. But the dogs had gripped him and held him fast. "Oh, Mr. Fox," cried the cat, "you with your 100 arts and your sack full of tricks are held fast, while I, with my 1, am safe. Had you been able to creep up here, you would not have lost your life." Tales from the Nursery. Narration, Katie Haig. Sound, Frédéric Cormier. The Mouse and the Sausage. Once upon a time, a little mouse and a little sausage, who loved each other like sisters, decided to live together and made their arrangements in such a way that every day one would go to walk in the fields or make purchases in town, while the other remained at home to keep the house. One day, when the little sausage had prepared cabbage for dinner, the little mouse, who had come back from town with a fine appetite, enjoyed it so greatly that she exclaimed, "How delicious the cabbage is today, my dear." "Ah," answered the little sausage, "that is because I popped myself into the pot while it was cooking." On the next day, as it was her turn to prepare the meals, the little mouse said to herself, "Now I will do as much for my friend as she did for me. We will have lentils for dinner, and I will jump into the pot while they are boiling." And she let the action follow the word, without reflecting that a simple sausage can do some things which are out of the reach of even the wisest mouse. When the sausage came home, she found the house lonely and silent. She called again and again, "My little mouse, mouse of my heart," but no one answered. Then she went to look at the lentils boiling on the stove, and alas, found within the pot her good little friend, who had perished at the post of duty. Poor Mousie, with the best intentions in the world, had stayed too long at her cookery, and when she desired to climb out of the pot, had no longer the strength to do so. And the poor sausage could never be consoled. That is why today, when you put one in the pan, you will hear her weep and sigh, "My poor, poor mouse! Ah, my poor, poor mouse!" Tales from the Nursery. Narration, Katie Haig. Sound, Frédéric Cormier. The Three Bears. Little Goldilocks was a pretty girl who lived once upon a time in a far-off country. One day, she was sitting on the hearthrug playing with her 2 kittens, and you would have thought she was as happy as a queen and quite contented to stay where she was, instead of wanting to run about the world meddling with other people's property. But it happened that she was rather...